Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm your host, Jesse Seal. It is July 26th. And air cleaned up a little bit today. We got some good showers. That was great. Always great for water. Get out there and do your rain dances. We definitely need to keep that coming. But especially for the smoke. Knock that down. Hopefully get some water pouring over by the fire and get it knocked out, and we can just move past this. Have I ever mentioned Mississippi West to you? Longtime listeners, you're going to go, Jesse, geez. I'm telling you, that's the best idea. So let's move on to some news. Not a lot since yesterday. Clearly, the air quality has cleared up a little bit, and that is fantastic. One of the biggest pieces of news that I got here that I think is pretty awesome is our buddy, friend of the show, Jeff Simpson, was appointed by the Mono County Board of Supervisors for as Economic Development Director. That's pretty awesome. Congratulations goes out to Jeff. He's a good guy, and he definitely deserves it. He does a lot of work for a lot of people. And just one of the mainstays in Mono County. He's been working there for, I believe, 10 years or so. He's the right guy for the job. I think that's fantastic. Here, I'll read you the story. July 12th, the Mono County Board of Supervisors adopted a resolution appointing Jeff Simpson as Mono County Economic Development Director. Under direction of the County Administrative Officer, the Economic Development Director is responsible for the professional planning, organization, and implementation of the county's economic development functions from conception to completion. Mr. Simpson has worked for the Mono County Economic Development Department for 10 years, most recently serving as Economic Development Manager. Jeff is a critical member of the Mono County team, and we are thrilled that he stepped up to this leadership role in the county, said Bob Gardner, chair of the Mono County Board of Supervisors. His tenure with the Economic Development Department and his background and experience uniquely position him to excel in this new position. In his new role, Mr. Simpson is charged with proactive business retention, attraction, and expansion strategies, development of tourism, fisheries, and film sectors, long-range planning, as well as interfacing with the development community, local businesses, agencies, and other county departments to build a thriving, diversified local economy. I'm looking forward to many more years of public service in Mono County and continuing to be an advocate for small businesses in the Eastern Sierra, said Simpson. Mr. Simpson holds a Bachelor of Science in Business from the University of Nevada, Reno, and a Master's in Sustainable Tourism from Arizona State University. Born and raised in Mono County, Mr. Simpson resides in Bridgeport with his wife, Jessica, and sons, James and Parker. Again, congratulations, Jeff. You've stood by us from day one and supported us, and we will do exactly the same thing for you. You're definitely the man for the job to get that done. So again, congratulations. So we have a cool little event, the Area First Responders to host an evening of fun in Bishop for National Night Out. Local law enforcement and first responders in the Eastern Sierra are continuing a nationwide tradition by hosting the National Night Out event in Bishop. National Night Out is a longstanding community policing event that allows for the opportunity to develop partnerships and true camaraderie between first responders and the community they serve, said Richard Standridge, Bishop Police Chief. The National Night Out, which is a family-friendly event for all ages, will be celebrated from 6 to 9 p.m. on Tuesday, August 2nd in Holland Park on Church Street behind Bishop City Hall. The National Night Out is a wonderful opportunity for the community to meet their local law enforcement and first responders and spend a summer evening with friends and neighbors. Everyone is invited to enjoy a hot dog, music, and games, as well as displays from the local emergency responders. Representatives from several agencies will be participating, including the Bishop Police Department, Inyo County Sheriff's Office, Inyo County Probation, the Bishop Office of the California Highway Patrol, and the Bishop Fire Department. Started in August of 1984 through National Association of Town Watch, the first event involved 2.5 million people across 400 communities in 23 states. Today, National Night Out provides an opportunity for first responders and neighbors to come together under positive circumstances and enjoy some community fun. Now, in its 38th year, 16,000 communities in all 50 states, territories, and United States military bases participate in this event. This is Bishop's fourth year participating in the National Night Out, and it has become a summertime tradition both first responders and the community can look forward to. That sounds really cool. We will definitely be there. Hey, let's check out our sponsors for a second.
This is Emily with Mammoth Lakes Tourism, reminding you how to recreate responsibly in the mountains. Research if you need a permit before you go. Plan ahead by packing layers, lighting, and other crucial items. Pack it in, pack it out, including pet and human waste and your toilet paper. Leave nature as is and take only photographs home with you. Tread lightly by staying on established trails. You can find a variety of local trails on mammothtrails.org. Keep your distance from wildlife and other recreators too. Know your limits and take responsibility for your safety. Learn more and make your commitment to keeping Mammoth Lakes beautiful at mammothpromise.com.
The Eastern Sierra Now podcast is brought to you by Coppertop Barbecue, High Point Solar, Northern Inyo Hospital, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mora's Mineral Treasures, Mammoth Brand, Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce, Brood Awakening, Shorty's Speed Shop, Giovanni's, Perez Quality Tire, Bishop Hauling, Sierra Light Gallery, Mammoth Lakes Tourism, Eastern Sierra Community Bank, and listeners like you who donate at patreon.com/EasternSierraNow.
Okay, thank you for that. I would also like to point out one in particular that I am actually rushing to get through this for because I am going there right now. Astorga's Mexican Restaurant. Really, that's what you need to say in advertising for them. They are so good. The food is fantastic. Everything I've had there, bomb. I go all the time. It's a mainstay for my family. We go all the time. That's definitely one of the top places to eat in Bishop by far. You can order for takeout. That's 760-872-3849. There is a website, StorgasMexicanRestaurant.com. You can go in there, order whatever you want, and have it ready for pickup, including margaritas and drinks. That's right. They have a liquor license, so you can. It's not just beer and wine. And you can have it to go. You can take it home with you. Now, it's a little bit tricky. Don't drink it when you're on your way home, but drink it at home. But anyway, it's nice to be able to do that if you don't want to be out yet. You know, you don't want to be around other people and that sort of thing. So anyway, head over to Astorga's Mexican Restaurant today. There's a GoFundMe set up for Monty Brannigan of Darwin After House Fire, which happened just a couple of days ago. July 24th, a fire started in Darwin, where Monty, I think it's Monty, I apologize if it's not, home and everything in it was lost. We're very glad that she was safe visiting her kids in Colorado, but she has lost everything and is now homeless. All she has left is what she had in her suitcase for her visit. We hope to recover some of those losses by creating this fundraiser and ultimately getting her into a new home. If you can support financially, any amount would be appreciated. If not, sharing this would allow us to reach a further audience. Thank you, everyone. And you can find the GoFundMe at the link at EasternSierraNow.com. You also can share those links from our Facebook page. So that's the best way to do it. Go to the Facebook page, look it up, and share it. Or go to Eastern Sierra Now and copy the URL at the top and post that in a Facebook link or a TikTok link or whatever it is that you're doing. Just help. You know, that's what we do best in Inyo County and Mono counties is help your neighbor and pull together to make things happen. And it sounds like she needs some help right now. So if you could do that, that would be fantastic. And our thoughts from Eastern Sierra Now go out to Monty Brannigan. Here's one of my favorite things. Haven't seen one in a while. This is the best. I just love the way they're written. Whoever does this, well done. You should reach out to me and let me know it's you because you deserve a beer. MLPD Bear Beat. Beep, 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 beep. Bear activity in Mammoth Lakes from July 1st through 26th, 2022. This month's theme, if a bear is in an open dumpster, is it the bear's fault? 7-2-9-0-4-PM, Forest Trail. Bear attempting to break into neighbor's house. Gone on arrival. 7-3-4-14-AM, Rainbow Lane. Bear locked in car. Keep your car food and scent free. Doors locked and windows up. 7-4-6-0-6-AM, Hidden Valley Road. Bear in open dumpster. No comment. 7-6-5-54-AM, Commerce Circle. Bear in open dumpster. No comment. 7-9-8-42-PM, Main Lodge. Bear in car. Keep your car food and scent free. Doors locked and windows up. Gone on arrival. 7-10, 10:39 p.m. Lake Mary Lou. Bear in campground. In the woods. 7-13, 11:13 a.m. Old Mammoth Road. Bears in a tree. 7-15, 12:48 a.m. Lakeview Drive. Bear in open dumpster. No comment. 7-17, 7:42 p.m. Main Street. Bear in campground. 7-18, 4:31 a.m. St. Anton Circle. Bear in house. Bear scared off by MLPD. 7:18, 9:41 p.m. Chamonix Place. Bear came into house through an open window. Bear ran off when homeowner arrived. 7:19, 3:36 a.m. Sierra Nevada Road. Bear casually going in and out of neighbor's open garage getting food from the freezer. Garage secured by MLPD. 7:19, time unknown, Alpine Circle. Bear came into house through an open window while family away on vacation. Turned on kitchen faucets, causing severe water damage. Report taken. They can turn on faucets now? We're in trouble. 7:20, 12:58 p.m., Highway 203. Bear was hit and killed. Please slow down. That's awful. Please slow down. This comes from Jesse, not them. Knock it off, those poor bears. 7:21, 3:33 a.m. Vacation place. Bear and garage hazed by MLPD. 7:21, 12:21 p.m. Camp, High Sierra. Bear trying to break into bear boxes the previous night. 7:21, 9:44 p.m. Vacation place. Bear in same house as earlier. Gone when MLPD arrived. 7:22, 12:03 a.m. Sierra Nevada Road. Bear walking around. Gone on arrival. 7:22, 10:15 p.m. Sherwin Creek Road. Mama Bear teaching her cubs how to break into trailers. Gone when MLPD arrived. 7:24, 16 p.m. Lake Mary Loop. Looky-loos, bugging a bear. Crowd dispersed. 7:25, 2:07 p.m. Coldwater Campground. Bear walking in the woods. Who would have thought? 7:25, 3:53 p.m. Lake Mamie. Bear feasting on improperly stored food. A bunch of dummies are standing too close to the bear trying to get selfies. Crowd dispersed. 7:26, 12:18 a.m. Lake George. Bear in kitchen. Bear scared off by MLPD. Keep those doors and windows locked. And this has been your MLPD Bear Beat for July 1st through 26th of 2022. I love Bear Beat. That's so awesome. We saw a pretty big bear, actually. I'll post a picture of it on this story at Measure to Measure at the Shakespeare Festival. It walked right into the woodside there. Big sucker. I got some pretty good pictures of him. I'll post one. So go check that out at easternsierranow.com. While you're there, put in your email and subscribe. I've already told you, people, once we get to 1,000, I am going to buy a dinner for two at Copper Top. I'm going to draw a name from those 1,000 subscribers, and you and a lucky someone can go to Copper Top for free on Eastern Sierra Now. We are currently at 988. That hasn't moved in a couple of days, so we need to get that going. So if you haven't done it yet, don't miss your chance to win free food. Head over there, put in your email address, and hit subscribe. While you're at it, download the mobile app. iPhone and Android are available, and you will not regret that. So everyone, thank you for listening today, and we will be back with you tomorrow. This has been Eastern Sierra Now, because when you want your local news, you want it now.